Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Christ alone is the foundation of the faith once delivered to the saints. Paul said, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Nonetheless, there are many who believe and teach that the apostles and prophets are an integral part of this foundation. They often say that Peter was the one upon whom the Lord would build his church. Yet the church is not built upon Peter, but rather upon this rock, which is Christ. And while the apostles and prophets both were used mightily by the Lord in the establishment of his kingdom in the earth, they were as much resting upon this foundation as any other inhabitant of Zion. Behold the sure foundation stone, which God in Zion lays, to build our heavenly hopes upon, and his eternal praise. What though the gates of hell withstood, yet must this building rise. 'Tis thy own work, Almighty God, and wondrous in our eyes. The kingdom of God, manifested in his church in the present day, is a building which is constructed by him who is the wise master builder. This building rests squarely upon its foundation, and is tied to it with cords of love which cannot be broken. Paul says it is a building which is fitly framed together. He has designed each part of the building, and he has used no unnecessary parts in its construction. This fitly framed building is strengthened by that which every joint supplieth, and no one member is more important than any other. Each part of the building is designed to be dependent upon one another, as each part rests in the Lord, and the whole edifice groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. This fitly framed building is built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The only acceptable spiritual sacrifices that can be offered up unto God are those which are in and of Christ. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. This is the basis of all the benefits of the brethren one to another. Do you delight in the assembly of the saints, which is the habitation of God?